Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really proud. Today was a long day, but awesome day for the boys. And Corbin coming in, getting his first save. BY pitched great. You know, Kobe's been playing great. You know, it's fun to see the young guys ball out, you know, score a ton of runs. And three wins against a really good team in the Blue Jays. And it's fun to be a part of.
Now, some of you criticized that was Ron O'Hearn. Well, they took two out of three from the Colorado Rockies, and they scored a ton of runs against the Colorado Rockies. Why are we so happy? Well, number one, I know some of you just don't want to be happy. You need to get the Mary J. Blige song. All I really want is to be happy. But then they go on Monday, they score 11 runs against the Blue Jays, and in the first game of the doubleheader, they scored 16 runs. So my math, my Northern High School, Baltimore City Public School math tells me that's 27 runs against the first-place team in the first two games of the series, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't we be happy with that?
I don't know. We should be happy.
We should have been happy with Colorado, too.
Yeah, I think that the first game in that series is what kind of did you in, right? A four-run lead. Well, it's just...
Folks, if you beat all won all three, people would have said, why are you being happy? It's just Colorado.
Yeah.
People stink.
It is kind of weird to see that. Like, we had it this year with the Pirates sweeping the best team in baseball and the Tigers, and then getting swept by the worst team in the baseball in baseball by the White Sox. And now you have this Orioles situation.
What are you? Baseball has been the baseball.
The baseball.
The baseball has been very, very good to me.
No, but I think we've seen some kind of strange stuff this year in Major League Baseball and a few anomalies that you're not accustomed to seeing. It feels so apropos for how this season gone that they started hitting right when it's time to trade everyone away. You know, it just feels like this is the way it had to work
out. So are they trying to stay or trying to submit their
get
a better pick for themselves?
I got news for you. I mean, they're going to trade away a lot of their starting pitching depending on what they get back. The bullpen's not going to be good because they're trading away pieces from it. I think they're still going to hit. I think they're finally healthy, and you're going to see the team hit the rest of the way.
Slow pitch softball?
Yeah, maybe not Alex Jackson stepping up in the batter's box, Happy Gilmore.
That was so funny.
So good.
That was so funny, man. Yeah, it's good to see him come around. Then the second game of the doubleheader, didn't score any runs, but didn't give him up either. Went 3-2.
Yeah, and then today, I was just telling Rob, like, I like the Orioles today again. Like, it's a...
For the sweep.
For the sweep. And my algorithm, you can drink now,
what up?
Doesn't like Barrios against the Orioles. I mean, he grades out as a bottom six. I think he's the sixth worst pitcher on the slate, according to matchup, weather, all that stuff. And it's not like it loves Kramer, but he's just outside the top 10 pitchers on today's slate. So I don't know. I look at these things because I think the numbers and this stuff matters from a standpoint of, more times than not. Like, right. You're not always going to be right following analytics and following what algorithms spit out and all that nonsense.
But you're not going to be right all the time following your gut either.
Yeah, but I would take the chance of using information telling me this is the percentage of chance I have of getting it right and feeling like I'm going to be on the right side more times than not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you feel like this is the team that you've seen lately that you expected to see?
Again, like, yeah, because as they've talked, if they had played like they're playing right now under Mancino, they would be vying for one of those wild card spots. I don't think they had the best offseason in the world. I do think a couple of their signings blew up in their face. The Morton signing was awful at first. Now you might actually get something for him.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and then again, the Trevor Rogers stuff, where the one person told me it's just 9 games, get over yourself. Okay.
but at the same time, if his ERA was 7 at the 9 games,
you would be beating that damn drum.
Yeah. You'd be telling us, I told you so.
I'm so tired of having sports arguments with people that have expectations of where their team should be just because you went through a rebuild and somebody said liftoff and you thought liftoff meant this or that. It's just like, I'm done.
Remember,
with it,
at the time, I said liftoff means they're going to start activating some of these guys. Well, it didn't mean they're going to go out and sign every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's out there in free agency. I mean that.
But I love the people too. It's like, he doesn't spend any money. Well, under which ownership? This was the first full offseason they had under ownership that said they're willing to spend money. So if you want to consider that a swing and a miss, I'm listening to you. I think that's fair to poke holes in the offseason. The rest of the stuff, you cats that go, tell me what's wrong with the Orioles and don't bring up injuries, then you're stupid. You're stupid.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get our guy Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. I'm doing good. Does Mike Elias' job depend on moves he makes before the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day as well. I don't think you can say that in a vacuum, just that. I don't think that's it. I think there's – Mike Elias has at least next year, Jeremy, at least. I think longer than that, but at least next year. You know why? Because the trade deadline and the offseason matter to him. They matter to him, and what they do next year matters. I don't think just what he does right now is going to determine. I think there's a combination of things that, the people he worked for want to see.
Yeah.
Glenn Burney, Andre. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Doing, Jeremy?
Good.
I agree with Jeremy wholeheartedly, and also you, Rob. One thing I like about your morning show is the balance. You speak your opinion, but you don't get personal about it with people.
I try not to. I just called everyone stupid, so maybe I did get personal. But I got so many damn messages today that are the same message over and over and over again.
Yeah, but I feel, because I listen to just about every show on this station, and I get real irritated when I listen to the Ken Wyman and them, because I just feel like Jason makes it kind of personal when it comes to Mike Elias. And you can spew your opinion, but don't get it so personal to where you're calling people all kinds of names and everything, because he wasn't calling those kind of names when he was on Masson at the time with Rob and stuff like that. But now that he's not there, he's just downing folks and everything. And I just feel like, I appreciate what I'm seeing out of the Orioles. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but I still have hope, that we're going to see better baseball the rest of the season. But I'm not going to downgrade and listen to the outside voices. Just let everything, play out and take it, do what's going to end up taking place.
Thanks a lot, Andre. Appreciate
the phone call.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Vinny Serrato joins us at 9:30. He's going to talk about the Ravens training camp, what's going on out there, maybe even an update on this Isaiah Likely situation. But on the other side, Jeremy, let me see.
What you got in that pocket?
Chapstick?
No, we can bet that. Is it mint flavored?
It is mint flavored. It's spearmint.
No, last night I went 4-0-1 in my top five. Had a really nice night, caught some prop plays that worked out. I caught a strikeout prop play that was over within 2 innings, which I'll tell you about that. I lost that thing so quick on, you gotta be kidding me, man. But we'll get into all of it. There's a lot of great spots today. I am going to be on the Orioles. I have a WNBA play for you, and I'll list some of the guys to go over 2 bases and tell you the best hitting spots when we come.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm back.
That one's hit well out toward left field. Is it have enough height? It does. Two-run home run. Sosa's 10th of the year. It's a career high for him. And now all of a sudden it's a three-run game.
Yeah, that's courtesy NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'll get to that play in 1 second. I do want to tell people, stay tuned. Coming up a little later this hour, we're going to give away 2 tickets to see Cypress Hill.
There's more!
On August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. So stay tuned. Don't call in now. We will tell you when to call in. But we played that highlight because, like to point out, when you're unlucky, you also like to point out when you're lucky. I didn't even know I won this game until I woke up this morning because it was 6-0 going into the top of the ninth, and I feel like my best chance was for the Phillies to score some more runs. They got a couple guys on and didn't score in the top, so I just turned it off, and then I woke up and saw that the White Sox scored 3 in the bottom of the ninth to put it over by a half a run, and I'll take it. I'll take it. After all the times I got screwed over by a half a run, by something going awry, a manager leaving a pitcher in because he didn't want to waste any other parts of his bullpen when the guy's given up 6 hits in a row and you're going
put in a position player.
Yeah. All those things that happen. So yeah, we'll take it, but it was a nice night. It was 4-0-1. My one tie or one push was the Reds and Dodgers game, which really pissed me off. I talked about how I like to target guys coming off anomalies, and Nick Lodolo just shoved it yesterday to me. I had him under 5.5 Ks. Yeah, he covered that in the first 2 innings. Maybe it was the first batter in the third, I think. But he had 6 Ks just like that. I mean, he struck out the side in the beginning of the game, and I'm like, you got to be, this is ridiculous. So, yeah, I lost that, but I hit my other 3 prop bets that I gave out on the show and went 4-0-1. The thing about this game with the Cincinnati Reds is, it was 4-2. They tied up at 4-apiece. You know you can't lose, so you're playing with house money at that point. The worst you can do is push, or you're hoping that somebody scores 2 runs and not 1, or it goes to extra innings at that point, and you get the ghost runner on 2nd. We didn't get that. We got the push, but again, it's hard to argue when you didn't have any losses in your top 5. Now, with the MLB weather today, Yankees over has the best home run hitting weather. They're facing Zach Liddell, who has given up the most home runs this year. Do with that what you will. I know there's no Aaron Judge, but there's still plenty of guys that are showing up at the top of the list, like Ben Rice and Giancarlo Stanton and Trent Grisham's up there. Like, you're going to see some home runs in that Yankees game. Braves over, there's rain in the forecast. That game may actually be postponed. And you might say, well, how can you tell me a Braves over if the game might get postponed? It's the same situation of, like, rain is not the worst thing when it's hot because the humidity picks up. It's just a matter of how much rain you get, because we've had situations where they're predicting light rain and then all of a sudden you get one of those pop-up storms that last a few hours and it busts up the game. So I always tell people, like, if you're betting on the starting pitcher, you got to pay attention to whether or not there's a chance of a postponement or a delay, right? Because a long delay, your pitcher's not coming back in the game. And now
what happens then?
You're going to a bullpen game. The game continues. If the game goes 5 innings, it counts for a side. It has to go the full game for a total.
No, what I mean by that is, let's say I had a pitcher over on strikeouts. He goes 3. It rains.
You lose.
You lose, just like that.
Yep. And if you had the under, you win. Yeah, I had this happening. Who did I have the other? Oh, I had
that sucks.
I had Cantillo from the Guardians. He had 4 strikeouts. They pull him after the 4th inning, which I didn't expect, and I'm sitting there cheering because I had him under 4.5. And he had 4 strikeouts the whole 3rd inning, the 4th inning, and I'm going, oh, man, don't let him get one more. Looking at his pitch count, I'm going, they're bringing him out. No, I mean, I hit the play. You get fortunate sometimes, but yeah. So, like,
so in a rain delay, They don't, man, that stinks.
Yeah, it's just, those are the breaks with baseball. I mean, a lot of weird things happen that can screw you over because you got to get 27 outs most times. The other spots that are good, I mentioned the Braves over, Twins over, they're playing the Red Sox, Cardinals over is another spot. Look, the A's over is a great spot. We just don't have a ton of historical data there. The wind seems like it's always blowing out in that small-ass stadium, and it's always in the 80s or 90s.
I hate that place.
It's a bump to bats, man.
And people ask me what my favorite stadium is other than Camden Yards, and there's a couple of them that goes up there, but my least favorite, there's not a couple. That place.
Really?
I hate that place.
So again, like looking at the spots today, what do I like? I do like the Seattle over. I like the Orioles today. I think that Yankees over is interesting. Again, Zach Liddell gives up more home runs than anyone in baseball, and it's great home run hitting weather in New York. I like Stanton over 1.5 bases. I'm definitely going to take that. I'll go back to the well with the Reds and the Dodgers. Here's the funny thing. It's like people get scared off because they see Shohei Ohtani's name as the starter. It's like, yeah. Oh, Ohtani's great. I want to say Ohtani's given up at least a run in every one of his appearances, and he hasn't gone more than, what, 3 innings yet?
Yeah.
So you're going to get a Dodgers bullpen game. Why am I going to be scared of Ohtani, even if he's amazing for 3 innings? What if he's amazing for 4? I'm still taking the hitting conditions, and the Dodgers going up against Nick Martinez in that spot. I think San Fran and Pitt under is interesting, and going back to that Phillies-White Sox game, anytime I can attack Taijuan Walker, yes, please. That guy sucks.
He's always bothering Taijuan, man.
I just don't. He's so bad, and he's coming off of a decent start too, which I definitely want to attack him today with the White Sox. And I'm going to take the over there, but I think the White Sox are a live dog against the Phillies.
Jeremy, Shohei Ohtani,
mm-hmm.
6 starts, 12 innings.
See, how many runs has he given up?
He's only given up 2 runs.
All right, so it's less than I thought.
Yeah, but 6 starts, 12 innings.
Did he give up 2 runs in his first 2 outings? Is that what it was?
Maybe it was.
Okay. It's kind of crazy, though, too, because the Dodgers' bullpen, as much as we talk about all those closers on the back end, they're long man. The guys that they've been bringing in, they're not very good. They've got a bunch of injuries. And that's why I could see the Dodgers even adding to their bullpen, even with all the great arms that they have. But L.A. is getting healthy at the right time with all the talent that they have there. One last thing I want to point out, I do like Minnesota over the Liberty in the WNBA. We've been cashing all year long on Minnesota at home, except in their last game when they lost to the Dream. And they don't just win at home. They beat everybody's ass by double digits. So Minnesota -7.5, I think, is a good play. Here's the list of all the players that I like to go over 2 bases or the algorithm drink likes. Ketel Marte, Shohei Ohtani, Vlad, Will Smith, Julio Rodriguez, Gunner, Cal Raleigh, Teoscar Hernandez, Nicholas Kurtz. Mookie Betts, Corbin Carroll. Can I stop here at Corbin Carroll? Corbin Carroll's prop to go over 1.5 bases, unless this was a total misprint, is -230. That's usually what you're going to pay for somebody to get a base hit. You're going to pay like -2 something. You're expecting him. You got to pay that type of price for him to go over 1.5 bases, which means it's probably a lock, but I ain't betting that. Bobby Witt Jr. over, Giancarlo Stanton, Bo Bichette, Kyle Schwarber, Ben Rice, Jordan Westberg. I was looking at Westberg's numbers against Barrios. It's no bueno there. Not very good. He hasn't fared well against him, but the hitting conditions today are going to be great in Baltimore as well. So to recap, make sure you're paying attention to that Yankees over. That might even be a good lottery ticket game. Take a couple guys to homer with the over. The Cincinnati over looks good. I also think the Orioles look really good today. I think people are going to be scared off of Seattle and the Athletics simply because Brian Wu is pitching.
Woo!
He's really good. But again, I think Seattle's bullpen can be had. And I also think the A's are going to give up a bunch of runs today. A lot of Seattle bats at the top of my algorithm. So there you go.
There you go. By the way, Shohei, he gave up a run in his first outing. He pitched 1 inning. Then he pitched another a scoreless inning. Then 2 scoreless innings his next 2 in his next 3 scoreless innings in his
last start, he gave up a run?
His 12th, I mean his 5th start, his last one, another 3 innings, but he gave up a home run. So he's only given up 2 runs, kind of bookended, his first one and his 6th one. So he's pitched 3 innings each in the last 2 outings.
Man.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, we'll be joined by Vinny Serrato, training camp report for the Baltimore Ravens up next on The Fan.
You know what that sound means, rock superstars. Call it now, 410-583-1057. 2 tickets see Cypress Hill on August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation, 410-583-1057. Get yourself a pair. Rob?
Thank you very much. Vinny Serrato joining us in studio. Vinny, what's going on, man?
I can't call it, Rob.
There you go. As long as you can't call it, we're good. Now, Vinny, you were
I've
at
heard
camp.
That so many years. What's up, Rob? I can't call it.
That was the beginning of the show. Every day. You had training camp yesterday. When Likely went down, did you know immediately something was wrong?
Well, he was grabbing his ankle and he was limping off. So, you know, anytime you see that, yes. You know, or you kind of hope, like the day I saw Zay get stepped on and everything, I'm saying to myself, I hope that it's not like a stress fracture or something, because he goes over to the trainer and takes off his sock and everything and then gets tape and puts it back on. Then he was back running, and then he was back the next day, which was big. So that was good there. But, yeah, you don't want – if you get injuries, you know, just because training camp is so long that, like, Likely, you know, if he's out a month, he's still back before the season – you know, he's got a week before the season starts. And, you know, in that time – you know, he's going to be in a boot for, I'm guessing, a few weeks, you know, and then he'll start rehabbing.
Well, and with it, they were talking about contract extension. I hate, how likely is it that Likely gets it? But do you think this is something that definitely gets done before the season? And we asked this question earlier. Getting hurt doesn't hinder this whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever. Getting a contract takes two to tango.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Eric can want to get a deal done, but if you're Likely, I mean, Ferguson just got, what, 13 a year?
Yep.
I'd want that deal. You know, if you give me that deal, I'll sign. But the thing with Isaiah is we're really not – he's not going to have the numbers and all that stuff here.
Because he's splitting.
Yes. Yeah. So is he – and everybody knows – I think everybody knows what he can do. You know, and how valuable he is. I think he is.
If he was your number one receiver, you wouldn't have an issue with it because he's that good.
If he's my number one, no. And that's how he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, so is it better? I mean, if I'm his agent, it's not a bad thing to go to free agency and for Eric to get a deal done now, because whatever it is now, it's going to be a lot more after free agency. And the agent knows that.
Yeah. Rappaport said they weren't close, as everybody was saying they were.
Well, it's probably he's asking for Ferguson or more money, and they're saying you're the number two. And he said, okay, I'll wait, you know, and because the guy's super talented. I mean, because when you watch him in one-on-ones, he acts like a wide receiver, and he's got those big mitts, and he can catch. Because it just seems like in the playoffs, he makes plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is the guy that makes – just get Likely the ball because he is a playmaker. And a lot of your best players, what you want him to be best in when? In the big games.
Yep.
And that's when he shows up.
Also best when he's battling others. Now, Vinny Serrato joining us. You and I had this conversation in the hall because you heard me say that he's probably your biggest wow factor on offense other than Lamar. You said you throw Zay in there too, but you understood my point of saying because he's so big – normally, you don't have guys that size that would be in a wow factor.
Yeah, because, he was the same way in college. You know, when you watched him at Coastal, I think it was Coastal Carolina.
It was.
Yeah. I mean.
I legitimately saw him in college.
Because what they did with him in college, all they did was throw him quick screens, Jeremy, because he's such a good runner with the ball. And he had, I think, 80-some catches, and they're all quick screens. And you can't tackle him. I mean, his lower body is so strong. And his hands are so big and so – how many one-handed catches? And when he catches it,
it's not a double catch.
The only time I saw – he fumbled once in the one playoff game, like on their own 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember that? He got it knocked out. But otherwise, that dude is so good with the ball in his hands. I mean, you got to kind of debate, who do I want to throw quick screens to, Zay, you know, or Isaiah? Because both
are
great.
I'd rather get it. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But like when Zay got hurt, what were they doing in those games? They were throwing it to Likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so Likely's a hell of a – I mean, they got a dilemma. You know, and what you got to do is you got to get at least one of those two guys back. And Rob, I mean, what do you? I mean, you can't say anything about Mark Andrews. I mean, he's out there before practice. He gets out there. He's running sprints. You know, the dude just works.
I love.
Yeah, him. I mean, so you got a great combination.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they went two tight ends a ton last year.
Do you think they could re-sign him?
Which one?
Andrews.
Oh, I think I don't. If he take, what's he making, 14 this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say, like, if he's getting 8, you know, I mean, right player, right price. Yeah. That's if I get Likely done, if I'm Andrews, I'm probably going elsewhere. I think both want to be the starters.
Yeah. And the thing with Andrews, too, is, like, if he, you know, somebody that's starved for that position is going to throw some money at him on a deal to come in, and then you got to make the decision, what's more important to me? Am I going to take a little less and stay with familiarity, or am I going to go and just get paid and take whatever I can get?
Right, because, like, if everybody, because I heard you earlier, Rob, I mean, I kind of agree with you. I mean, he's going to be 30, you know, a two-year deal, you know, something like that. But if that's what everybody's offering me and it's close, I'd much rather stay with the Ravens.
Yeah.
You know, so even if Likely's there, because why? Because the offense, we run two tights all the time. But if I'm Likely, I'm like, can we kind of switch it where I'm the guy, right? You know?
Well, also, Vinny, if they're going to pay him that kind of money, in order to sign it, you got to pay him.
Oh,
so if I'm paying him like that, I'm switching him to number one. I'm getting my money's worth.
He's going to get probably Ferguson deal.
Okay.
13 a year? I could see that.
I think because he's next up, though, I also think he gets more, but at least he's asking.
All depends on what he does this year.
Let me pose this to you. They don't get something done, he gets franchised in the offseason, doesn't he?
Yeah, tight end money is not expensive with the franchise tag. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'll probably bet that that's the number they're working off of, because Eric said, hey, I can franchise you twice,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and probably other than running back.
Still make out on it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm him, I don't want to be franchised.
No, because the thing about, if I have a deal, Ferguson got $30 million guaranteed money. Yeah. You know, if he's franchised, he's getting, let's just say, 15. He's getting 15 guaranteed. Yeah, you know, they want the guaranteed money. That's what they want. They want security, because he hadn't had it. He's making $3 million, and all of a sudden, you know. Like Ferguson was doing the same thing. All of a sudden now, he's got 30 in my pocket. Could live. You could even live good on that, Rob.
30? I can make it work.
Yeah.
You think so?
I can make it work, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that scotch and the cigars probably upgrade to different levels. everything.
You guys peek behind the scenes. You see our guy Steve in there with his stepladder?
Uh-huh.
He never knew his real ladder. Oh, we're not at that point yet to tell bad dad jokes?
No,
sorry, we didn't get there yet.
Absolutely not.
Hey, so can we ask Vinny about, so there was a pink dildo that was thrown on the floor of a basketball game last night.
You just went right into it, huh?
What?
Go ahead.
We didn't even get to it yet today. People were bringing it up.
Was it a training camp? Oh, no. Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, are you really going to waste that thing? Has it been used? Was it used? That's the key. Because who has to pick it up? Well, you're...
I'm sure if it's been used more than once.
You put it in a dishwasher to clean it, Rob? Is that what you do?
I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one.
Because you threw it on the floor? You threw it on the floor of a WNBA game? Or?
I didn't go to WNBA game.
I know a lot of women back, you know, they used to, like, they would get, like, they call them pocket rockets, a little one. Yeah. They just carry it in their pocket.
Yeah, you see them walking and just jumping. How your day?
Good.
My
now.
Day is really, really good, right?
Oh my God! Pocket rocket.
I have not had a better day in a long time.
You never heard of that, Jeremy?
No, I knew what it was. Yeah. The new thing is the ones that light up on the backside when you slide one in. Little butt plug.
Oh, have you seen the ones that you
Gotta
control?
Break.
Have you seen the ones?
Have to break.
Have you seen the ones that you control?
I haven't.
Give it to her. You control it.
Oh, I thought you meant the other way.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is
the dude
it?
Controls it.
Yeah, so that way you're kind of in, like, yeah. it's a big...
Give it to her, and you have a button to control it.
That's that submissive... It's that submissive
you haven't seen
stuff.
That?
Yeah.
Too old for all that stuff. I'm
calling bull crap, boy. Yeah. I'm calling... You're full of it.
There you go. Beep. Did you like it?
I didn't know.
What did you say? Hey, what did he say, Jeremy?
Joe said it's time to go.
He can't call it. That's what it is.
Joe said it's time to take a break.
Is it a red button?
Black. We hear more Vinny Serrano on Vinny and Bob.
Hey, man.
We'll talk training camp. I'll tell those with me and Haney.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was told to improve my social media presence,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing TikTok now, and I got a song added to one of my TikTok posts that I want to eliminate. I don't know how to get rid of the post.
Song? What song?
I'm not saying the name of the song, but I don't want this song. I'm not a just Rob Long here, but I'm also a coach and all that stuff. I don't want certain songs on my post, man. I don't know how they just automatically add a song to your post.
So you didn't put that
song? No, I didn't put that song. Can you imagine me putting that song on my post?
What song was it? You want to tell me in my ear?
No.
You don't want to tell me in my ear? I won't say it on the air. Oh, I definitely won't say that on the air.
I don't.
Yeah, it's like you were worried I was going to say that.
I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
A few minutes later.
Hey, for all of you editors out there, thank you. You can check the post now. I think the song is gone.
You want me to tell them what?
It's funny because, like, you know how many inboxes I had? Like, yeah, Rob, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, does he know this is? No, I didn't. The only reason I knew it because I checked it today just to, you know, I think I was going to post something else and that popped up. I'm like, what? What put that on there?
Whose song was it? You don't say that. What was the artist?
I can't remember.
I can't believe it. I still think it's hilarious. Like, I ain't telling you. Like, I could.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I could have told you.
I'm talking, he whispers in my ear, and I'm like, those words? You thought I was going to say that? Joe, do you know what song it was? Here, you can talk. I'll tell Joe. Like, I'm not going to say the words.
Ben McDonald joins us at 8. He told him. He's busting out laughing. I already know you told him.
I ain't say the words.
Clubhouse Connection at 7:45.
He did. He's lying.
No. Hold on, but I looked both ways before I said it.
Over your shoulder.
Hey, yeah, come on, man.
And that's the encore for the day. Oh, my gosh. That's a good callback, Joe. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. I learned a couple of things, a few things, I should say. Do you know the Jeffersons is returning?
It is?
The Jeffersons is returning. In this modern reimagining of the Jeffersons, Anthony Anderson stars as George Jefferson.
Oh, no.
A charismatic dry cleaning proprietor moves from his family to a luxurious Upper East Side penthouse after hitting the Mega Millions. Dude. While Regina King portrays Wheezy, his grounded wife balancing his bold personality. According to this, unless it's some kind of joke, it's supposed to be November 2025 on Paramount.
I hate this. I come up with an original idea for once, guys. Like, stop remaking the same stuff.
It is original. Like, nobody else has done this.
Yeah.
Nobody else has rebooted the Jeffersons.
I mean, they just keep doing all these reboots of old shows into movies. Like, I don't know how many Starsky and Hutch movies you need, or Chips, or whatever. Let's just redo Family Ties and Growing Pains. Let's bring in a new boner that lives next door on Growing Pains.
Yeah. I was going to say, bring in a new boner. I mean, what the...
Grow one, I guess. You grow a new one.
Today is National Cheesecake Day. You like cheesecake?
I do.
Do you like the plain cheesecake or you like something on
it?
I like
something on it. Or like
what?
I mean, strawberries. Strawberries are good. Strawberries, yeah.
Joe, you like cheesecake?
I do.
I'm more of a creme brulee guy, but I like cheesecake.
Creamy brulee?
Yeah, like that.
What?
And today is also
creamy brulee.
National Father-in-Law Day. So, spend some time with your father-in-law.
I got a great father-in-law. Well, he just lost his father, will be spending some time. Hopefully here soon.
Birthdays in sports today would have been Casey Stengel's birthday. Former MLB commissioner Bud Selig turns 91 today. Former NBA player Bill Cartwright, 68. Former manager Clint Hurdle turns 60. He is former, right? He's not with anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Former NFL punter Reggie Roby turns 64 today. Former NBA player Chris Mullin turns 62 today. Former NFL player now turned actor Terry Crews turns 57. Former NFL player Robert Porcher turns 56. Former NBA player Carlos Arroyo. Arroyo turns 46 today. And PGA golfer Justin Rose and former soccer player Hope Solo share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Hope Solo.
Hope Solo's older. All right. Jeremy? Well,
I'm trying to think. I've seen more of Hope Solo. I'll go with Hope Solo.
Hope Solo. Can I guess since Ed's not here?
Yeah.
All right. Hope Solo today turns 44. Justin Rose turns 45.
Oh, wow. It's there close. You go. It's very close. All right. I got a couple ones for you here. Is my wife dissatisfied with my body? A tiny part of me says yes. I don't wear headphones while vacuuming. I just finished the whole house before realizing that the vacuum wasn't plugged in. That's more of a, yeah.
You gave him a...
Ed, you gave me the rim shot because he didn't have the other one ready. I told my wife I want to be cremated. She made an appointment for Tuesday. That's what we've done before. 71% of the world is water. None of it is carbonated, which makes the earth flat. Today I gave an iPhone and $500 to a homeless guy. You'll never know the happiness I felt when he put his gun away.
I like
critics,
that one.
Critics say Botox is too expensive, but I spoke to 50 people today who paid for the treatment, and none of them looked surprised. These are so stupid. All right, let me get to this last one here. I got a couple more. What do you call a dumb person who gets an STD? A chlamydia. And lastly, while digging in my backyards, I found some gold coins. I ran in to tell my wife. Then I remembered why I was digging in the first place.
Oof.
Who hates their wife that much?
Oh, my gosh.
And this was a dumb one. A cowboy walks into the saloon wearing a paper towel as a bandana. The barkeep says, hey, you can't be in here. You got a bounty on your head.
Bounty is a type of paper towel.
Anyway, there you go.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.